Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
We want to start off this beautiful episode of the podcast by shouting out the number one sponsor, number one competition page in the whole country, R Kings. God bless you.
These are fucking legends. Copy R Kings.
Get on to their competitions. 50p for a fucking car. Are you just having a laugh? All sorts of deals. Get on now. Get on fast. They're going fast. R Kings are many people.
Here, we should do a date with Slabo Slice for like 50p and see how many people. Say that, dude. Would you?
I do it
for a laugh.
I'll do it. Oh,
I
do.
Would you buy a ticket, dude?
Oh, 100%.
I hope Burnsy wins.
The one at the end, we're able to slice.
See Burnsy in here, guys.
Oh, why?
And see the next one. But you're gonna have to say it because I always fuck it up.
We're sponsored by.
By Invitimity Salon, top of Weight Rock Road. It has the best sunbed place on top of Weight Rock, guys. Get used to it. Plenty of sunbeds. There's sunbeds downstairs, upstairs. There's a toilet upstairs. So, guys, make sure you just come in here and say hello to everybody. Get to know each other in here. Get to know the staff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And make sure you just pay your money's double.
Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road. There you go,
Burnsy. State of the art sunbeds.
So, there you go, Burnsy. So, Burnsy, you wanted to come on and tell us a story if you want to.
Oh, yes. At the bottom of Rosemount Gardens on the Cave Hill Road, there's people in the cars driving down on the cars on Tuesday morning, guys. I was walking to get Roberto on Tuesday from the markets to bring him to work, and if the police of the PSNI are about the Adam Road,
do you think he was drink driving or something? That's where
no,
he's
he shouting abuse to me and calling me all sorts, and this is what's going to happen. But the two guards on the Cave Hill Road, I want to say thank you for coming to help me at the waterworks, to try and settle my nerves down. And you need to be ashamed of yourself. Grow up and
right.
Act your age now.
Right.
I'm telling you now.
So what's it like sitting beside a
the
big...
Legend,
the one,
Crawford?
The number one. Best yeah. In the West, the lad is.
Oh,
God, son.
Yeah, big, massive TikToker like Crawford.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know how many followers he has?
Very serious question here for you, Burnsy. Do you think that you could do the type of challenges that he does on the food
like
challenges?
Burgers and sausages, chips, the rice, the chicken?
Of course you fucking could. Burnsy, you love your food, lad. You can. Come on, lad.
What do you think of his challenges?
Oh, Heather's smashing. He's doing
well. Could you do the full of crap on the Fools Road? Aye. Could you do the challenge? I'd love to see you do it. I'd love seeing you do.
Jordan Joe would have you down, like, if you would do it.
What does it consist of, the challenge?
Crepes, ice cream, donuts, cakes, milkshake, fucking everything.
You struggled with it, didn't you?
I struggled a bit, but I did it.
But is there has to be, like, see when you're starting these challenges, see if it's a load of food, like, is there a certain technique where you eat all, like the bread first, or, like, the heavy shit first, and then the light stuff, and then you drink the milkshake,
It depends, like, normally I'd go for protein first, then drop down to the carbs, like.
Oh,
I just fucking
yam it. Chicken and rice, and...
There's plenty of chicken and desserts, Percy.
No rabbit food.
Listen, you have to do this challenge no matter what.
I'll do it.
Here's what.
Would you give it a go?
I'd give it a go.
Do they give you 50 quid if you...
If you complete it,
and just say you don't.
You got paid 50 quid.
Was that how much it cost?
Unless it costs cheaper, but it's a challenge at the end of the day. They're willing to give you 50 quid, aren't they, if they win? So you have got pay over the odds if you lose. Do you get what I mean?
Did you lose?
No, I did it.
You were sick and all that, weren't you?
Well, I didn't smash it, like, but I did it.
You were like literally vomiting and all,
after, when I went outside, went to the car, gone.
What's the hardest one you think you've done?
There was chips one. I seen the chips one on his TikTok.
Which chip one?
Chips and the milkshake. You said it.
Which one's that?
On your TikTok.
Are you making that up? Aren't you? No. Yes, he's making that up.
No, it's on your TikTok page.
The hardest one's probably Jose's Deli.
I've never tried it.
Jose's Deli over beside me over in Hillview. Hillview.
Say JD, Jim.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
That was
hard, mate. I failed it twice.
He failed it
twice, mate.
Do you have to pay for M1s too?
You have to pay them 50 quid.
What was all in the challenge? The food?
There was two burgers, 8 wings, 4 loaded fries.
4 loaded fries.
It was ruthless, mate. It was ruthless. It was more the fucking sauces, do you know what I mean? It was sickly, like, after a bit.
And there, how long do you get to eat it?
45 minutes.
Give the man an hour, like, at least. For
listen, you could do it. 45 minutes is plenty. Yeah. It's just getting filled up. That's your issue, like. And it's the fucking sauces and all the what's making you sickly, like.
Is there any you've went and just went, fuck, I was an absolute piece of piss. I could do that every day.
That's a good one, mate.
Probably Smash Bros. Do you know what I mean? That burger challenge. I'm still number one. Come on.
He's still number one.
See, if it came to that burger eating challenge or a pizza type one, I think I would do it no problem.
There's
loads. I've been invited to a few, like, forget them going, but I'm off them at the moment. Like,
I'm telling you now, there's no one can eat a Nando's quicker. I mean, see me and my missus go for Nando's. She cuts her chips up. See, by the time she finished cutting her chip up, I'm done. My Nando's is gone.
We should do that again.
Penny, I'm a fast eater.
I'll join you with that.
We'll get that on the Patreon. Who can eat an Aldo's quicker? You'll
not beat me. Like,
I'm backing myself here. I'm a fast eater. He's a fast eater.
I'm fast eater.
To be honest, I haven't had an Aldo's in a while.
You're a slow drinker, but
butterfly chicken and rice and chips.
See, when I lived in Australia, that's all I ate. Was Aldo's.
It's just I expect more for the price, though. But he says what he says.
I know, but...
Sorry, John, boy.
What is it? See if you go in.
Can I swap for a water?
I'll drink the Coke.
120 for a bottle.
You'll drink that. Sorry, mate. Sorry, lads.
120. Go on, Birdie, son.
120 for a bottle of water.
That's one, lad. I lucky love everything.
The cost of living's going up.
Top unread it is.
Here.
But the wages aren't going up.
I know.
Nobody pays going up, but all the price, everything else is going up. What's going on?
Here, see if you go into Nando's, you do it smart. You order a water instead of a juice, and you just fill it up with juice.
Fill the bottle up.
And then you don't pay for your...
refills.
Your wee Parnaise. You put your order in, then go up and go, here, I forgot my Parnaise. You get that for free.
I thought they give you sauces anyway.
No, Parnaise is like a wee... It's like a wee dip. They're great. It's fattening as fuck, that one. Especially if you're on a diet, mate. You're dieting, aren't you?
Well, yeah, in a way.
I'm trying to cut down on the...
I've dropped fucking weight, though.
What's on it?
What, nearly 2 stone.
Have you?
Why?
Here, see when you start... See, when you started all like challenges, did you notice you're waking up?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Even the food reviews, man. White fucking flies up, mate. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, like. But once I come off him, I can drop it.
See, before you go to do a challenge, would you, like, make sure you hadn't had anything that day? Like, make sure your stomach's empty before you started? Or would you just go, fuck it, and then...
Nah, I'd eat a massive meal late at night before, so your stomach's stretched.
Because see...
Is that what you do?
See, at nighttime, see if I eat before I go to bed, I wake up, starve. Like, my belly feels like it's starving, I need to eat. But then if I don't eat nothing before I go to bed, I wake up, I don't feel hungry. It's
mad, isn't it?
Oh, so if you eat before it, and then you forget the hunger feeling, then you go in and do it, smash it. That's good.
Stretch your stomach the night before, some water in the morning, and then attack it.
Oh, wow.
Just laughing
in the madness.
I did the Joe Brewdog. I did the challenge on, they do Wing Wednesday, don't they?
Oh, do you know about it? Made the beers?
No, they do Wing Wednesday, and they've got an online leaderboard.
Oh, fuck.
And I went did it the few weeks ago. Nah, could have been about 2 months ago. I went did it. Did 50 wings.
Is that how many you done?
Aye.
See, to be honest, see if the wings aren't that big, you could easily go through fucking.
It's the sauces though. And I could have done more, but what they do is they bring you 10. So when you've done 10, you're waiting for more. So they're settling in your stomach. If they just bring me 50 and you just attack it, you'd fucking annihilate it. Like,
do you know, there's a guy called Randy Santel.
Yeah.
He's one of them competitive eaters. I remember seeing him years ago. He started off, he wasn't a big guy, like, but he was like average size guy.
Yeah.
But he was one of them ones that he could eat enormous size of food. See now, the guy's like fucking obese, like he's in a bad out state.
Aye.
So see, because that's his full time job, he's just going around the world eating food.
Yeah, it's wild.
You wanna see the size of him. And here, he's fucking probably knocking on the door of a heart attack, like, so
100%.
I know you're right, like, in doing what you're doing now, because it, you can only do that for so long. It expires to your age.
A man out of Man Versus Food, he don't remember, he was massive, and then he had to fucking lose a load of weight, and then he ended up back up again after too, but
lost a load of weight, didn't he, for a new series?
I had to.
Fair play, but he was getting big money for it.
This man the big fucking dough here, people, get crap for his own show here.
Did you see, there was a guy done, it's Man Versus, no it wasn't, it was Super Size Me, just ate McDonald's for a full month. And I'm only back from Orlando, where the portions aren't as big as here. Nah, they're not. See, when I was there last time, I mean, their mega size was fucking buckets. But this year wasn't as big. I don't know. They must be cracking down a wee bit on the sizes. But it's free refills and like everywhere you go. So see McDonald's. You get a large drink, but you can just go. You could go in later on with that cup and just refill it up.
And just keep refilling.
Just refilling it.
Do they still Fanta over there?
Still Fanta.
Mate. That's the best juice in the world.
Theirs is more orange looking.
No, it's just you got the thingy do it. Five Guys.
Oh, I used to have the ones with Five Guys. Yeah. Like,
so everything was there. The only thing was cheap was their coffees. See, when you go to a 7-Eleven, you could get a Slurpee, so it's like a big milkshake. My wee lad, he would have got 1.99 for a big Slurpee, and then you can get a drink out of the fountain. They call it a fountain. They were cheap, and then a coffee was cheap, everything else. Even a tin of Munster, the cheapest one I could find, was about 3.90. It makes dear swap.
Well, let's say that's about £2.
So it's not even, it's not, because the rate is for £1 gets us $1.29, so like it's terrible rate. Aye. See, years ago when I went about 10 years ago, and it was £1 got you $2.
Yeah, yeah.
See, now it's not like that. See, in my hotel, I was in the canteen, I went, but it was a tin of Heineken. Not much for one tin of Heineken in my hotel was $13.
What?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. But that's fucking insane.
That's wild.
$13 is a tenner for one tin. 7-Eleven sales, it sells like. Aye, but they don't do bottles of Fagger now. If you want Fagger, you have to go to the liquor store, where most off-lanes over there will just sell beers. It's mad the way they live out there. And do you know what's mad? See their crackheads? They're the most, like, well-mannered people ever. Our crackheads can fucking barely speak English. They're the most nicest people. I don't have money. Like, oh, bless you, man. Like, they're still blessing you, for not getting the money. See over here, if you don't give a junkie money, the fucking cunt's fucking call you ring. Is that right, Bertie?
Give us a pound.
Chase after you.
It
was $8.
I had one saying, because you cost seven and a
Galaxy bar chocolate, or what do you call it? A pound dairy milk we would buy here for £1, $8 over it. Yeah. Nuts, like.
It's wild, isn't it?
See the crisps over as well? The American crisps, they're shite. The American crisps are shite. The chocolate are shite over. We have better chocolate bars. Better crisps.
You'll never be.
I think they have better drinks. See, Gatorade,
definitely. Crisps and chocolate. We've got the best in the world.
They have better drinks. Like, see, over there, they're missing.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Monster missing everything, but see, drink wise, they're light years ahead of us. And see, the coffees have creamers now.
Oh, great!
Mate, see over like
have you ever tasted that? What do you call that? What do you call them? The donut place or
Krispy Kremes?
No, I haven't even been.
Oh,
I haven't even been, man.
Mate.
Is it good?
I'm surprised they haven't had you
me
down.
We has one covered me and Roberto. No, Robert Rizzi.
Yeah.
Me and him are down next month. Your man comes up and says to Roberto, do you know this year's song? Next month was Lady Gaga. The next month they asked him to sing a song, but they asked a chain in front of me.
Yeah.
Here's me. Mate, I don't even know this song. And next month the child didn't know it, and next month Roberto started singing in front of everybody. And oh my god,
pulled you out the shit.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, I swear to god, I bust out laughing.
You had your wig on, didn't you?
I had my wig on.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Walking towards Musgrave Peter's season.
Here, Crawford, so you don't do no mad ones no more, don't you, Nat?
I've just started them again.
Would you start them again?
Back on them.
Aye, that's back the ones on that blew you up, like.
Aye, that's what, when you asked Burnsy earlier, What would you? Any advice would you give to gain followers? I thought he was going to say, drink a bottle of fucking vinegar.
Yeah, that was the one where I first seen
drink
you, and I went,
whoa. Fat him.
Yeah, were you not? Was your piss not like fucking proper acid? Like,
watch what you say, if you don't get yourself banned.
True, Burnsy, sorry.
It's
because YouTube will ban you. So watch what you're saying on there.
Is my language bad?
No, you're all right. No, you can say it. You can say it.
Listen, fair play to him.
Yeah.
Fair play to him.
What is it? What's
a controversy?
Listen, fair play to him, mate. If this say this tanning shop wanted pay for promotion, it's going to cost you what? $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Get a team in for promote the business on everything, online, on websites, on social media. £1,200. He's got a million views. He affects businesses. He's got the power to shut down a business. He's got the power to upbring a business.
Yeah.
So fair play to him. £1,200. Make that money, mate. Make it.
So is that what he charges for someone?
That's the controversy that's going on. And people are like me. Fair play to him. People are disliking it. But to me, crack on, mate. Fair play.
At the end of the day, he's giving these businesses a bit of recognition. He's getting eyes on them. And they're making tenfold that back in a week anyway off their fucking sales once he does a video of them, you know what I mean?
Even if it's a quick thing for 3 days, if they make $2,000 back, they've made £800.
Where's he from, Craver?
London ways, I think.
Have you met him?
Aye, over in East.
Do you ever see him, Mark Hall?
You two need to do a wee collaboration?
Nah, fuck's sake.
No, Mark Hall does all them biggest strong men.
Eddie Hall. Would you feed him?
No, I'm saying you're saying he brings him big planks down.
I reckon Burns would have him.
Oh my God.
Do you know,
God,
so man. Everyone at the minute's been talking about who would win between 100 men and a gorilla. I genuinely think like 4 Eddie Halls would beat a gorilla.
Gorilla would win. 100%. There's no way 100 men's winning.
They would.
Nah, do you know why?
Gorillas will be fucked after 2 minutes.
Once it kills the first 10 people,
they're just running, aren't they?
Another 20 humans will run. So you're down to 70.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? It'll be an ongoing cycle.
But see the way to do it, everyone has to just jump on the gorilla and just keep jumping on it. And that's
look
how
at
you're
the
going.
Size of him.
They're not even up. They're
look
not.
How strong he is.
There's a guy who I follow big time. He's called Forrest Galante. So he knows everything about animals. He's a fucking genius. So he basically explained what way it would work. Says a gorilla would probably kill about 40, but it would just be fucked. And then the next 60 would just fucking overpowered.
But I would, how kicking him? Punching
no,
him?
No, but you would just sort of stand on it and just like.
I don't think you could.
The thing is,
yeah, but I would die.
I know what he's saying.
If fucking like 100 kids jumped on you, that's like saying you would kill a kid.
But before the 100 kids, I get what you're saying, but before the 100 kids jumped on me, I'm pushing fucking 10 off. You're getting angry.
As soon as a fella's say a man's 10 men are charging at this gorilla, the gorilla's just going boom.
Yes, but the
boom,
gorilla's stamina, it'll give for about a minute, it will give 100%. See, after that minute's up, it's fucked.
I disagree. I think it'll keep going. It swings off fucking branches. Do you know what I mean? The strength of them is unreal.
Part of
I think,
figure it out. Like, we just had to get 100 men.
Listen, if 10 guys come at you.
100 stupid people.
In the street, and you ran at them punching yourself. I guarantee 4 of them will run.
John Jones, guy's Tom Aspinall, Addy Hall, and Thor. Them 4 would be the... Thor, no, the big fucking heavy man. Not Thor.
Oh, I thought you were on about, yeah.
And Burnsy be in there with him too.
You'd fight a gorilla, no sweat.
So, Burnsy, what way would you go about it? If you were going to fight the gorilla, right, and there was 5 years, what way would you go first if you had...
They would hold you down.
No, so you, John Jones, Tom Aspinall, and Thor were going to fight a gorilla. Who would you send in first?
I would send in the first foul to do it.
I know, but who? What one?
Like,
would you go first?
Anthony Joshua would send him in first.
Anthony Joshua.
Would you go first?
I wouldn't go first. Not a
mission. Would you still be up for fighting it if it was all in to back you up?
Oh, why? 100%.
That's right.
Yeah. Send Anthony Joshua in then.
Oh, why?
He's getting hit.
Or
first.
The Gypsy King.
Oh, Tyson Fury.
Do you think a girl would be able to know how to box now?
Listen, one thing you're going to like.
Just windmilling any gorilla.
100%.
Windmilling, I wouldn't like it, even with fucking 200 men. Even if I'm at the back, I'd hate being the 200th man.
See, the thing is,
a gorilla's going to fucking.
The thing is, like, you're genuinely, no one's going to want to be the first one there. So, like, it's just going to start picking people off.
If the gorilla ran at 100 people, it's just guaranteed 50's running.
Like, it's hard enough to run at a gorilla with no fear. Like, if you want to be scared, like, running towards it.
Go ahead, I will take a break.
Right, guys, we're back on the volume 2 now. Where we go, guys? I just want
to
say,
here,
I want to bring up from Dublin football team, the Gaelic guy, 8-time all winner. I'm telling you now, bring him up to this podcast. I'm telling you now, he's a legend of Dublin all the time. I'm telling you.
Is your cousin in it?
He's my cousin of mine. He speaks highly of me.
Oh, wow.
He's my real family of mine, and I love the kid.
Anyone that knows he speaks highly of
Dublin, you. See, Dublin Gaelic team, I love you all, and I'm glad you won that trophy out here.
The All Irelands.
Do you like Dublin team more than under?
Dublin's the best team you'll ever beat.
I'm going to put it, he's all about.
So, in Ireland, there's every. I could probably be wrong here. Is it every bump jump in here, Slice?
Yeah.
Every source, what do you call them?
Constituencies?
No, sir.
Counties?
Counties. I was trying to get that out. So
there's Monaghan, Dublin, Cork.
Monaghan's that one, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Antrim, yeah. Omeath.
Ballycastle.
Ballycastle.
No. There's. There's
all the counties. I know you've got it, Burnsy. I know you've got it.
There's Cork, Limerick, Dublin. There's Omeath. There's Antrim. There's
Donegal Road.
Donegal. There's all different teams.
Yeah. But who's your favourite?
Dublin of all time.
So that's Gaelic football.
Gaelic and hurling.
Gaelic football.
Guys in Dublin, Cork, Omeath.
So R1 is in Belfast would be at Antrim.
Follow my page, guys. Yes, no,
so if you're from Antrim, Matt support Dublin.
10k followers, please, on TikTok.
Not your
at Burnsy
supports
Dublin. Y8806 follow the TikTok
account.
I'll be on Snapchat. Connor Burns 39, guys. I'm loyal to Philly.
Right, all right.
Philly McMacken.
He's the main man.
8-time All Ireland winner, isn't he? He masses the page. He's an 8-time All Ireland. He wants
big
to meet
Philly. Hope you're watching.
Big Philly.
It just ended up that when I told Bernie, it just ended up that it was his cousin.
He's a legend. Want to see him? He loves me coming down to his mummy's house down in Dublin.
Do you have a betting account?
Oh, why?
Do you do it? I thought you would have. What do you do? Football or horses or
football? Just
So we need to speak about this event we're running here on a.
Whiskey and weight versus
no. You're saying it wrong. The Working Class Podcast versus the Whiskey.
So what's whiskey and wine?
Tommy McCarthy and Sean McKenna.
So is that a podcast? It's Norwest. Like, they're another podcast in the West.
Okay.
Listen, I'm the better one that's doing the podcast, not them two.
Excuse me. Excuse me. You know where your bread's buttered, big man.
That's. Do me a favor, follow DJ Chris Twofart on TikTok and Facebook, please.
So basically, they're going to get like so many of their guests to fight so many of ours. So you would obviously be fighting for Burnsy's fight. No, not for first command. No, for working class.
Yeah.
Burnsy's fighting for working class. Rainbow Slice is fighting for working class. We're going to obviously match the opponents up fairly. But they're two professional boxers.
Aye.
So they're going to put everyone through like training.
When's this training starting?
Starts next week. We're going to do.
Phone ringing.
We're going to do a press conference, like an actual press conference in the Balmoral, where we're all going to sit on tables and we're all there prepped professional. And we're all going to sit with microphones and have a laugh.
Aye.
And we're going to put it out on YouTube. We're going to do weigh-ins and face offs and all. It's going to be good crack.
Let's do it. Man.
And then
good crack.
And the main event, me and Roberto's main event.
So when's this?
The 19th of July.
So what way we're going to do it,
Proverbs?
So
we're going to, every week, we're going to announce a new fight. Okay. So this week we'll announce one fight. Next week it will be another fight. Next week, so your fight will probably be announced in 2 weeks.
Right, it's happening.
Yeah, sure, man. Shout out to our Patreon member here, Big Corey McWilliams in the house. God bless the main man.
Right, Burnsy, I'll see you later, mate.
Yes, Kev.
I'll catch you later, Burnsy.
Here, where's my phone?
Yes, covered. Yes,
100%. Yes, mate.
Good to have you.
Oh, privilege, lad. Privilege.
Get home safe. Yes.
See you later. Burnsy, make sure he gets home all right. Your email, Corey.
Here, fast, grand man. There's big son.
See you later.
See you later. Yes. See you later.
What a guy, like.
It'll be someone who, it'll be obviously for a bit of crack, but it'll be someone who's never fought in the same sort of fucking ability as you, and then we'll just have a bit of laugh for it. But it'll be all good content for your page and all, and we'll be able to all go live and all when it's happening.
I'm looking forward to getting into a ring. The ring rust off. Rainbow Slice undefeated in the fucking ring, 1-0.
There was talk about to be 2-0. Rainbow was meant to be. I don't know if it's happening, but they were talking about getting Ryan McLaughlin. So it's like us versus Simmons. So it's actually going to work out better because they're two professional, like they're two really big professional boxers. Right. If you check them up, they're
they've
big
got
boxers.
The experience are like,
so they've got the gym and all. So it's going to be smooth. Right. It's going to be done proper as well.
Right,
so it's booked and all.
Maybe
but I knew
you'd run this Mona bypass in 2 weeks, big man.
Right,
but I knew you'd be a banker for it. I knew
100%. Me, I'm always up for the fucking crack. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to do that announcement.
Go ahead.
Chuck us that over.
We've got a big announcement here,
right,
folks.
Guys? Come on, August time, guys. This is happening. I am on. This is in August.
I know what this is.
I should have done this month on the 17th of this month, but it hasn't come through because I pulled out because I wasn't ready. But I'm in August, and we are here, guys. Slap fight.
Come on.
We are on. It's Slap Fight UK. It is in August. I don't know where the venue's going to be at the moment. This one in May. It is on the 17th of May. So.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Guys, the tickets are on sale for the event that is on now. It's Liverpool in the box. But yeah, 17th of May, that is on. It's on pay-per-view. There's tickets on sale.
Is it right now?
It's a big thing. So yeah, guys, I am in. It's in fucking August time. No dates aren't confirmed yet, but it's
me. Is there an opponent confirmed yet?
Not yet. Not for this one. I did have an opponent, but I pulled out because I wasn't ready.
So what do you have to have you? Is it like the one that Dana White does? Is it like basically slaps?
Yeah.
No, this is the Slap Fight UK. Is the biggest in the UK.
Right.
It's got belt and everything, championship, and it's they've just crowned the very first UK champion.
So you're coming for the belt?
So I'm coming for it, guys. In time, I'm coming.
So, Crawford, do you...
We'll support you.
Is it weight classes?
Yes.
So you're going to be getting a big slap, like...
Bring your
tongue. Wouldn't be giving a big slap.
I know that's the thing. But see, when you're a big lad, you can give a big slap, but you also have to take a big slap.
I will take it. No bother. No bother. No bother at all, mate.
Can you bet on it? I bet on you like 100%.
I don't know.
Here's your heart at that. I end up coming.
Well, these guys, absolute legends they are, man. Absolute legends.
What's it called?
Dip your hands in petrol every single day.
Brit Slap UK.
Bulletproof.
An old Crawford, put your hands in petrol.
What?
Dip your hands in petrol every day.
Why?
Hard as a rock.
I don't know.
That's what the travellers do before the fight, bare knuckles. Dip your hands in petrol every single day.
Fucking hell, we do.
So if you dip your hands in petrol every day, they're harden your hands up, big slap.
You knock me down. If you get me down, you better fucking keep me down. Do you get what I mean? One of them. Not be a big Eddie, but I can take a beating like.
I don't think there's people can actually, like, you can either take a slap, but you can't. Like, I don't think there's nothing can prepare you. If you can take it, you can take
it. But
if you
mentally,
can't.
If you're doing Brit Slap, you've got into a competition. So it's your mentality is that competition. Do you get what I mean? It's not just going out the street and getting fucking slapped by someone. Yeah. You know it's coming.
Yeah.
But
then, prepare for it, you're just get somebody to slap you. Just keep to build your tolerance up to be able to take them. You know what I mean? Just get a big slap every day.
I don't think that's a good way to train, though. Like, I don't know. I just think you just either you're able to take a slap or you can't. Uh-huh. I don't think it's smart to go here, go start slap me and take slaps off people. I don't think that's a good way
just
to go
get warmed up.
It's either you can take a slap or you can't.
But then, see if you're getting a slap every single day, you're building your tolerance up to the next thing. When you do get that big slap, it doesn't feel as bad as it normally would because you're already used to getting them fucking slaps.
Do you ever
get
a slap?
All you got to do is win the toss. Coin toss and knock them out with the first slap.
So do you not? If you knock them out, they don't.
It's you've won.
Oh, what's that? The one
so when it is? What it is? You get 5 rounds. Well, whoever wins a coin toss goes first, and then it's just backwards and forth.
Oh, take your turn here.
And so just say both people throw 5 slaps. How do you know who wins?
It probably ranked on points or something. I don't know.
The red of your face.
I don't know how it would work then. To be honest with you,
it would be Mark getting knocked out from a slap.
It happens.
I mean, it's very common. Like,
it happens,
your woman, Paige VanSant, she does it for Dana White's one. No, no. Her.
I'd let anything? Her slap a head clean off.
I'm sure most people would. But here, I think Dana White makes big, big money off that slaps. Like,
really does. Plus, he goes in, he's banned from all sorts of casinos. He goes in and takes a fortune.
He knows that. He won $5 million not long ago, didn't he?
I seen a video before and he was like, that slaps has more Instagram followers than every football team in the world. And it had like 2 million or something. And like Real Madrid and all have like fucking 100 million. And all you're like, fuck me. You're a fucking
You didn't do your research, that. Aren't you?
Aye, but even so, 2 million for slap is good. Lot, is good, like it's still a lot.
It's nowhere near as much as he was saying.
No. Yeah.
So you're finished the competitive eating, but you're back on the crazy challenge.
Yes, I'm gonna get back on him.
Any crazy ones lined up that you haven't done yet?
Listen, I tried.
I think you've done everything, like.
I've got some mad stuff coming. I've even gone in butchers and that and asked for stuff and they've said no.
Would you ever do a raw meat challenge? Like any eating anything raw?
I've done it.
Have you?
Minced meat, I've done steak.
Like not cooked?
Yeah,
not
cooked raw.
What was it like eating that?
To me, it's not nice.
Puff, like,
it's not nice.
I seen him doing like lumpy milk, didn't he?
Cocoa pops. Milk. That was crazy. I've got eggs in the fridge and they're dated March. Sure. Which, do you know what I mean?
Like a fermented egg.
Are you saving them just to make
I've been thinking about it. Should here. I just fucking eat one?
Oh my god, you are a fucking
people do
bastard.
Eat fermented eggs as... As a meal, like people genuinely.
The reason
do
I asked about the raw thing is because I seen some fella and he was saying he was spitting up his dad. They're just eating raw meat. So every day he was just eating raw chicken. I was going, surely would you raw not chicken. Get salmonella? Or
it's not even about that. It's about the worms, anything that the bacteria. Don't
people do eat blue steaks like regularly, like but they're actually they're done a wee bit on the pan. But I mean, would you really just pure? Just
straight
like
up the
like a caveman, like just eating.
I knocked it back with a Guinness.
At least a Guinness.
What's the worst?
But yeah,
the worst one you've done.
Out of everything, from every single challenge,
like food ways or
food or liquids or anything.
The whole lot.
And vinegar.
Nah, the bomb sauce, mate.
What's that? Like it's, a hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
You did you have to get a shower and all that?
Mate, it was bad. It was really, really fucking hot. Like
I had one of these Carolina Reaper chili.
That's
before.
Nothing. That minor compared to that bomb sauce, mate. You're only supposed to put a little drop in a big curry and it heats it up. And I underestimate. I just thought it's another fucking bottle of hot sauce. So fucking a third of the bottle. Nearly killed me, man. And since that, it's sent signals to my fucking brain.
You stay here 2 seconds, hey boy.
Who was it?
That's Murph. You probably would have seen.
Your video standing on a roof.
Oh, that's him, not too.
We'll have to get him on some stage. Like
he's hard work.
I know he is.
Like, sure you've been with the Belfast Grey on a couple of times.
He's a good lad. He is.
Out bobsled.
He's a good lad.
Where's that? Him just for you.
Just messaging. Well, I put him on to. I went back England, and there's a guy, my mate, he does all this rapping, like MCing, like.
Yeah.
He's got a tattoo shop as well. And I put him on to him, and they were talking. I don't know what, if anything's come off it, like, but yeah. That's and then I said to.
Do you get a wee link up, sort
of? That's what it. And he was on, they were writing lyrics, they were about write lyrics. I don't know what's come off it, like. I just put them into contact, and then if you just want to go on with it, go on with
if
it. If
a wee song comes out of it, you get the credit, big man. You put it, made it happen. You know what I mean?
I don't know why they don't do it, like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They probably could. Like, I know what it takes. You're trying to get tunes made sometimes. It's hard because you'd be working flat out, and then, like, Greyman, he's the kid, so me and him, it's hard to get the right
definitely.
Hand to have a couple of hours
no,
free,
definitely.
You know what I mean?
But, so, Crawford, see, like, now you've had many followers, are you cashing in on making money yet? Or is it
listen,
still
you don't make that money on TikTok, mate.
Nah, you don't.
Come on.
But,
come
like,
on.
Even, like...
100,000, if you get 100,000 views, what a qualified 30,000, and if you want get 50 pence every 1,000, what's that?
All right, but what about, I mean, like, because you're so, like, you have so many followers. Does places not reach out to you and be like, we'll give you such and such, we'll give you money if you can do this first? Is that
I've done promotional videos on that there. That's where
the money is.
That's where the money is. Not your views on fucking TikTok. Instagram, you don't get monetized at all.
You blew up on Instagram though. Like, mad. I remember you didn't have it. Like, and then next minute you had like fucking, you'd more than us. You'd fucking 30.
On the 20th of December last year, I had 289 followers. Today I've got 62,500.
Yeah, on Instagram.
And I love every single fucking one of you.
He posted all his old TikTok videos.
And then I've been putting new ones on.
Because the algorithm sort of works the same way on it. You just need to post it to reels.
It's that one video. The black pepper I did, it's gone viral 4 times on 3 different platforms.
Yeah, because the one that went viral with Burnsy last week, it done 1 million on Instagram, but it also done 1 million on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then someone saved it and uploaded.
Oh, like an Ireland page or something.
Yeah, so they uploaded it on their own page. Didn't credit us for it, posted it again, and then people were like, "What podcast is Scumbags?" I'm not even giving them a shout out. Scumbags wouldn't even give us credit for it, but yet got thousands of followers for it. And then someone uploaded the Twitter, and someone sent me the link. Jesus. It was on like 250,000. On Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, it was on Twitter. Someone uploaded to Twitter.
To be honest, if another social media come out, that would probably go viral again.
Yeah, but we're not reaping the benefits from it.
That's why
some more scumbags getting all their followers for it.
Gam's a good media
manager, everybody. He's a man. I know, but like,
but a guy was doing that with me on X on Twitter when I first did the vinegar and all that. That vinegar one, and then videos after that, he was getting fucking millions and millions of views on it on Twitter, and he wasn't credit. But I didn't care because it had Crawford written on, so people were jumping over.
No, but this
scumbag,
he was still getting better credit. Like,
the scumbag that was doing it, they removed all our watermarks. No one knew what podcast it was, and then people were actually genuinely commenting going, "What podcast is this?"
And he's not even telling them.
I didn't say it like a week later, and I went, "What a fucking scumbag!"
We message him.
We know who you are. I got no filter. Stop being a weasel.
Oh, he's sound.
No filter, and it's funny. Keep doing what you're doing, big man.
You don't mind if people are clipping your stuff, but like giving you credit for it. But I mean, if you're going to do it and you're going to hide the page, then you're just a rat.
Oh, I like purposely not tell the people. That's going out of your way to be a snake. So, weasel, that's for you.
I know. Well, are you go? That's because
don't do it, guys. It's not nice.
We know. We can. Yeah, see
is that your first time meeting Burnsy?
No,
he's a gag, isn't he?
He's a fucking crack, isn't he? He's a good crack.
Like, I love him. Like, I swear to fuck, I actually love him a bit.
Is he really?
I've seen him fighting a couple of times, and I tell you one thing, see if he hit you, you'd feel it.
Yeah.
So, this is the thing. So, he's fighting on that event, right? Yeah. But he usually fights a boxer, right? But he's fighting Roberto, which is like from...
Yeah, with the pair. I know.
Roberto's not a boxer, so he's not going to be able to jump around the way a boxer would and let him win. So, I was like, if Burnsy fucking connects with Roberto, there's a chance he fucking knocks him out.
But you never know, though. You never know. You could be underestimating Roberto. Do you know what I mean?
Could hit him in the wallet.
You don't know.
If he was in there, going here, go ahead, Burnsy, and Burnsy just hits him like. Burnsy's got that old strength, and I'm like, he's got that old.
Just crush it. He went like bear hug.
He grabbed my leg your week and squeezed it, and I fucking near shit.
Fucking hell, I think he's 100 men against Burnsy, ain't he?
Yeah,
man,
that's
really.
What I mean.
What do you know what I mean?
100 men against Burnsy, yeah. He would win Burnsy all day long.
Oh, but if he throws in big overhand, right? See if he catches Roberto, he's fucked.
Yeah, he's been training, like, he's been
putting away
the
pain. Oh, I don't even
want to. Who bends you
all a bit? Yeah. I don't want to. I'll tell you after, because we want to surprise people with new fights every week. But I'll tell you, I don't think they've sorted your fight out yet. There's a couple that have been sorted out, and they're fucking crackers. But I don't want to ruin it now, because anyone watching is going to know.
Just tell me when training is, lad, and I'll be
there. Training starts this week. We were trying to get...
I'm coming for you.
Liam doesn't exactly know who he's fighting yet either.
Well, I'm coming for you, whoever it is.
Same me, I'm fucking coming.
We were trying to get Cavi and Liam, but it wouldn't work.
He knows. It won't be me.
It will happen one day, like. Maybe when we get the Odyssey booked.
Please.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Dear Lord,
Pierre, do you watch much boxing?
No.
Nah.
I used to until all this. I used to watch it while like years ago until this fucking YouTube boxing come in. As in like
how KSI, can I put?
Yeah, and then Jake. Yeah, no, not even that. Just Jake Paul and that. It's just all fixed.
Give it a bad name.
Do you know what I mean?
Saying that, I've faded the weekend. Or kind of give my. Brought my love a wee bit back up for boxing again. It was a good fight to watch. There were both games of pods there. Then
Misfits. I think Misfits is good, but I'm on about Misfits is good for creators. Do you get what I mean? It's a bit of a crack, but I'm on about professional boxing when it starts getting rigged and.
Mike Tyson
would have knocked Jake Paul clean out.
I know.
He would have.
It's the most corrupt sport in the world. Like,
do you think?
Boxing, all right. It all goes back.
See, to be honest, football's corrupt as fuck now. FIFA,
there was a big thing you wanted five years ago.
Horse racing's corrupt too.
See your man Ledgerwood. Annie, did you ever hear him from him again?
Who?
Fucking Kieran.
Nah.
He's on
someone
else now.
Is he? No. I never heard of him anyway. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just going to put it out there, right? I don't even have TikTok. But see, Karen, I don't like you. Just see by seeing videos I've seen of you, don't like you. I'll say, stay away. Don't mention the podcast. Don't mention any of us. Shoot.
Full stop.
Slinger hook.
That was funny.
Stop running about like a wee Jenny Allen on fucking TikTok. Live in the real world.
Oh,
and that's it.
TikTok's going to get someone.
See, the thing is, people think they can just post what they want and nothing ever be done about it. People, that's the problem.
This is the real world we're living in.
You think you can just post whatever you want and make fun of people on social media and then they're never going to see you? Like, there's people out there that are going to be seen and they're going to regret what they say. It's just what happens. That's
the thing is,
the
majority of the people that go on, like, TikTok or whatever and make fake accounts and give people hate or do this or try and be weak dicks and just be negative and they're sitting there, their own life must be shit crack. Because they're spending their time and energy making fake accounts and giving these people hate. And not only that, if you've seen them in real life, they would stick their head down and walk on. Some wee man, I seen him outside Safeway's, had the big man, you know who you are. You're a fanboy. So, listen, I'm just going to put this straight. Commented underneath one of our raps. What in the disability allowance is this? And I didn't even respond to that comment. But I clicked on his profile and I went, I know his face. I seen him walking down the Springfield Road. He stuck his head there. Hear me, big man, what's happening? What's a crack car? Are you all good? Just to let him know. He just walked out of my head. And then I seen him again. And I was in the car and I looked across and he just wouldn't even look up. But this is what I mean. Like, see if you're going to say these things, stand on it, stick to your words, keep that same energy.
Sure, we all know people.
If you know me, I'm not going to rain underneath anybody's posts, giving any type of... Not even voice my opinion. See if you want to do something, go ahead, do it.
Listen, we all but know our shows.
See if it did. I would have seen the person.
And then when they get called the out, thing. They don't do nothing, or they be scared, because that's what they do.
If you do videos, you're putting yourself out there anyway. So
I don't mind. I don't mind getting hate off anyone.
No, I don't.
Come, but you also get a bit of love. But what I'm trying to say is, see if you're actually a real person and you're using your own profile and you're commenting underneath shit and you're giving people stick. see in real life when it comes to it, don't be sticking your head down.
Yeah.
Match me with that same energy that you're giving online, because that's the way I am in real life, is the way I am in front of this camera. That's me.
Like if you're making videos and making a content of someone, and then they say and call you out and you see them in real life, you're not... Well, I wouldn't put my head down. Like, you'd have to... No. You'd have to
There's
fucking nerds out there that genuinely just read it social media and they go, say, go, fuck, I don't want conversation. I don't want none of that shit.
They will take criticism all that long day, but some people push criticism, like, they go fucking beyond criticism and they start getting personal.
And not only that, you don't know what we're all going through. You don't know what lives we're living. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what we're dealing with, 100%. Situations and mental health, whatever it may be. But as soon as somebody calls them out or gives them people a bit of stick, fuck.
Play victim. I'm the victim. I'm the victim. Fuck you, we all know people who do that.
I don't understand.
For fuck's sake, it is what he says.
Like, see if you see me in the street and stick your head down and walk on, then just see when you see my post online, just flick past it then. Don't be sitting trying to give a bit of beef on it. No one's even like your comments anyway.
Oh, just
fucking block
you.
It's entirely up to yourself, isn't it?
Depends how personal it gets. But listen, it's the same with any sports. Fucking hell, it's all... They all hug each other, don't they?
People fight in the UFC and all, and then they hug each other out.
That's sports and respect. I get that, but like, when someone slaps you and you piss yourself, you're lying there and you wake up and you're like, oh fuck, then you have to go and have a drink with them afterwards. But like,
it's
over and done with. You're like, right, fuck, that was bad. That was good, crack.
You've gone in the competition. That's the thing. So you can't hate him because
you want to hit him in your head right up until it happens, and then it's all gone. That's the way I would imagine it.
Do you have to do the weigh-in and all that shit? Do you?
I'm not sure. You know, I think they just match you.
What
date
are you up?
It's in August. There's no date. It's not confirmed yet. The next one's on the 17th of May.
Do they fly you out now, Crawford? Do
they? They all get sorted.
It'll
be a good crack.
I'm sorry, people. I love you all a bit. So, see every time you're on it in the weekend, follow the party. Stop sending me videos of you trying to rap because, see, to be honest with you, see if you send me it sober. 100%, I'll respect it, but stop sending me every single weekend and getting sent videos of people wiped out of their heads in a party trying to rap. And honestly, like, I swear to God, I wish you all the best, but you're a wreck of my head. Stop it. It needs to stop, please.
I love you, Slim. That's the nicest thing you're going to ever say.
But
I love you all.
Yeah.
Stop.
Please.
The most
nicest,
aggressive way ever.
See, always here. Our Louise's fucking wee girl loves you in a bit. So our Janine's fucking...
Do we shout out for Louise Stacey? In 2 weeks.
Honestly. I haven't got a chance to do anything in my life the past fucking 2 months because I'm just getting it from all angles. And listen, I'm grateful for all the love and support, but please, that's it.
There you go.
That's all right here. You're well within your right. Your kneecap have took some fucking hit this week.
Oh, I stand with kneecap, by the way. Yeah.
But Jake, they're going to... Obviously, they're getting so much backlash, but I mean, they're getting so much fucking fame as well.
Bad publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, so like,
bad publicity
is
good publicity.
Like, they're monthly.
What do you think? Do you think they'd go further if they didn't push out the political? Because they are
political. It's the news articles that are getting them,
getting them bigger.
Their monthly listeners was like 2 million, like last month. No, 200,000 last month, and this month's 1.1 million.
Aye.
So, like, because they're constantly in the news all over the world, they're just kind of getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're going to do it.
Do it. Like, who says you're going to see a purple cow? You're going to fucking love it.
If you say you're going to do something. But, like, also, right, they're making controversial statements or saying whatever they're saying, but they're also backing it up. They're sending fucking food banks to Gaza. They're donating. They're actually doing their work. These people, all these fuck, Sharon Osbourne. When she even come out and said anything in the past 10 years, but because she's getting funded by Israel, loads of celebrities, what people don't know is there's all these celebrities get funded by Israel. See, if you go to fly to Israel, they
See, doing the money.
Yeah, they pay you money to do an Instagram post, do a story saying it's good or promoting it, saying good things about Israel. They actually give these people money. And you picture the amount of celebrities that's washed up and hasn't got a pay anymore, but they'll fucking jump for a few quid, so they'll say whatever they want about Israel. They don't give a fuck.
Do you know who the worst is? Gal
Gadot.
Oh, she's a rat.
Gal Gordon.
Gal Gordon. She's a rat.
She's bad, mate. She's bad, mate.
Never heard of her.
Wonder Woman.
Nah, no, never thought who she is, no.
She's in the Justice League. John know her, alright.
She's
Fast and
Furious, but we
drift. That's right.
She was in the
Fast and
Furious.
That's
right.
Oh, she was Hans, Mrs.
Ah, that's
she
right.
He died, I'm like, I'm not back. See, that Fast and Furious franchise, it's fucking ridiculous.
Is that 100 on me, love?
I got on the ride in Universal Studios last week, or the week before.
Yeah, what was that, thingy ride you went on, you said it was fucking absolutely unreal.
So right, mate, it was the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the most it was the most expansive ride ever. The most expansive ride ever. But I did, because it's indoors, I didn't know it was a roller coaster. I genuinely didn't know. So we went in, I brought my child in, and he's only fucking a wee kid, like, and we went in and you get into like a we get into the lane and then we had to get into the wee cart. But you can tell when someone like squeezes your like the fucking armrest in that you're in for a fucking ride.
When you close,
so see, I knew. I was like, "What the fuck? This we're really strapped in here." I didn't know it was a roller coaster. I thought it was one of the wee simulators, and then it just went in, and just turned backwards, and just went. It was an indoor roller coaster, but it was like it had hoops, or it was just was fucking insane. But it was done like you were in space. And it was trippy as fuck. Yeah. And I just turned around and he was just crying his eyes out. And then I was crying. I had to like make it look like I was all right because he was fucking freaking out. I was freaking out. It was when I got out, it was fucking amazing. And there was another one that was called, for anyone that's going to Orlando, it was called Avatar's Flight Passage. And you're on this ride. So it's like, basically like a motorbike.
What are you doing lying? Will you back up?
So you're all sitting on the back of it, right? One of the Banshees and Avatar, do you know the big like dragon things? So you're on that and you've got like a 3D glasses on and this big screen's in front of you. But you're strapped into it and then you think you're on
rocking everywhere. You think
you're on the Banshee. But see as it's flying, like your legs feel the fucking wings. See it flies through like the Pandora and it goes through waves and when it goes through waves you're getting soaked by water.
Wild.
It's fucking it's
like 5D kind of thing.
You come off it and you're like, fuck me, I can't believe you get the press going, I wish I was real. Like I wish Avatar was a real place.
You ever watch him Avatar's one of the best films I've seen?
People genuinely get
the first
press.
One was brilliant, wasn't it?
The second one was legal.
The second one was good, I thought.
The kids on it.
Yeah, apparently they're bringing out the seasons. Their kids.
James Cameron.
I know. Don't doubt the slakes, man. I've never been fucking wrong once here.
What? Don't Nicholas Cage was me. Gomer Alves' daughter. That's twice. 2 weeks in a row you've been right.
So here, that's right, folks. Big announcement. Next month, Rainbow Slice performing in the Seaview Stadium. Jared Healy's promotion. There's going to be all sorts of fights on. Amazing fights stacked from the first card till the very main event. My mate, Kevin Kelly, co-main as well. Going to be smashing fights. Me and the Grey Man's going to be there. And a few RMCs. I think SP's going to be there too. So, folks, get down, support us. It's going to be a big stadium. It's going to be an outdoor boxing event. Plus, there's going to be good MCs on. And I want to shout out Exotic Coot. I want to shout out Exotic Coot for sorting me out today, big man. God bless you, legend. Love you to bits.
Crawford, do you want to shout anyone out there, mate, before we go?
Nah, I'm all good, mate. I'm all good, mate.
Do I want to shout anyone out? I don't think so.
Congratulations,
can't we? Oh, there's a big congratulations.
Aye, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Big,
thank
Crawford's
you.
Going to be a big,
appreciate it, man.
Crawford's going to be a big papa.
But I am fucking buzzing, mate.
December, baby. I'm in
December,
baby.
Yes, I am fucking proper
baby.
Delighted, like.
That's good, mate. That's
I'm
good.
Really fucking happy about it, so. Just hope everything just goes smoothly.
Yeah, well, mate. All right. Well, listen, mate, it's brilliant to have you on. Thank you.
Yes.
On.
No.
And you're always. Well, we're gonna see you again anyway because you're gonna be fighting on the show.
Yes. Yeah,
you're getting into fight camp next.
Yes.
Week,
come on, son.
So
come on.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Ready.
Let's have it. Keep your eyes peeled, cunt. big man's coming.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.